26 before the hour on Thursday morning. Patrick Madrid at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Are you wearing a Saint medal right now? It's a conversation that we had in the office yesterday as we were talking about the different medals and scapulars we wear. And we thought, well, wait a minute. Let's talk about this on the radio and share your stories with Father James Kubicki, a Jesuit priest, our Relevant Radio contributor with his daily prayer reflections and the director of the Saint Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. What kind of Saint medals do you wear? Father Kubicki, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning, John. Great to be with you today. What a great topic. You know, sometimes people think of Catholics being superstitious and that we wear medals as kind of a talisman that is designed to almost idolatrous. But, you know, the real reason behind wearing these medals and scapulars, it's to declare our faith and to put ourselves under the protection and intercession of various saints. So it's a great topic. You know, I have three that I wear, but there's so many more that I would like to wear. I'd probably be weighted down by the medals. But I wear a scapular, and part of that is I believe in the promises of the scapular, one of which is, you know, that if we put on the habit of Carmel, if we try to live in the habits of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the virtues of Our Lady, if we clothe ourselves with this reminder that we're called to a virtuous life, those promises will be fulfilled. So it's a reminder to me to put on the habit of Carmel and to be a prayerful person who tries to be more and more like Mary. And then I also have a miraculous medal, which, you know, has a wonderful history from the 1800s. People who wore this medal, or it was placed in different places, great miracles occurred. And the image on the medal is, again, of Our Lady, but it's a picture of her crushing the snake. And so for me, it's a sign of placing myself under Mary's protection, especially with regards to opposing evil and temptation in my life. And then the last medal that I have is a crucifix, which I don't know when I first got it, but I'm attached to it now, and I've had it for years and years because it's really worn down. And it's amazing to me how wearing this crucifix around my neck, next to my heart, how worn down it has gotten, and the image of Jesus is hard to see anymore. But for me, I guess it's a reminder, too, of how I've tried to be with Jesus and to carry the cross with him and to keep the knowledge of his love close to my heart by having that crucifix next to my heart as well. And the fact that it no longer looks very nice, that's okay, because the way it's been worn down reminds me that I've had it for a long time and the Lord has been close to me for a very long time as well. So those are three of the things that I have around my neck. How about you, John?
This is uncanny, and we did not talk about this ahead of time. I have the same three things around my neck.
Go on!
The scapular, the miraculous medal, and also the crucifix. And the crucifix, equally worn down, was my mom's crucifix. And so, you know, when she passed away, I took that off her, and I've worn that. So those are the three things that I wear. And one of the things, and you've probably noticed this as well, as we talk about the saints' medals and the crucifixes and what you wear. In fact, I'd like to hear your stories at 888-914-9149. What are you wearing? Saints' medals, miraculous medal, brown scapular? What is it? 888-914-9149. And why do you wear them? The significance to you at 888-914-9149. They're evangelization tools, and they're evangelization tools for me because I like to work out, so I'm in the gym a lot, and someone always says, what's that hanging around your neck, or what's that metal, or what's that brown thing? And then you start talking about it, and invariably someone says, I used to be Catholic, and then I say, well, you still are, or I haven't been to church in, and you start that conversation. So there's an evangelization element to wearing these things, especially when they sometimes, at least in this particular case, when they come out of my T-shirt and people see them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is uncanny that you and I share those same three medals. But you're right. You know, I wonder if our listeners, if they have other particular medals that they wear. you know, I know there are medals to different saints, Saint Therese, also Saint Ignatius Loyola. I used to wear one because he was the founder of the Jesuits, and I forget why. I guess I got to the point where I said, you know, as I said before, I might have so many medals around my neck, I'll be setting off detectors all over the place, and it'll be quite a burden to be carrying around my neck. But anyway, I'm just wondering if there's particular medals that people have found very helpful in their own devotional life. And as you said, why do people wear the medal that they wear? So let's hear what people have to say.
888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. We start with Adan, listening to Relevant Radio 1010 in Salt Lake City, Utah. Adan, good morning. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing the Brown Scapular, the Miraculous Medal, and the Crucifix of Our Lord.
That's three of us, Father Kubicki.
Yeah, that's amazing. How did you decide to choose those medals and the scapular to wear, Adan?
Well, I remember as a young teenager that the promise of wearing the Brown Scapular was a promise that I would be able to speak to a priest before I died and receive absolution. And, of course, the protection of the Holy Mother as she has extended her arms to give life and health to my epileptic daughter, and the crucifix, which signifies the love that our Lord had for us. He died for us on the cross.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Beautiful. Thank you, Adan. It's
Adan, thank you.
To all of us.
Yeah, very much so. Adan, thank you. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Relevant Radio in Salt Lake City. John in Philadelphia, as we talk about what you wear, medals, Brown Scapular, what might it be for you? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. John, what do you wear?
Yes, thank you for the conversation. I was told in Catholic school not to wear a rosary because rosaries are not jewelry. But there was a mystic, maybe you heard of her name, Patricia or Patches, okay, is her nickname, from Ecuador. And the Blessed Mother, she said, she had been a model and very worldly, and the Blessed Mother straightened her out on these matters. But she said that the times are so difficult that we should be wearing a rosary. So now from Mexico and also from the Philippines, they have these rosaries that are made out of wool, okay? And so they also have the scapular as part of this rosary. So they're very small beads, okay, but all made out of wool. And you also have the scapular, which, of course, promises us that if we wear it in faith and love, okay, that we will not suffer the eternal fire. Well, there's not many things that are that good, and I'm never without my rosary, okay? So I'm thinking it's a win-win. Mm-hmm. And I have those same other medals that you say. I have them attached to it as well.
There you go. And rosaries do set off metal detectors. I went through, this was years and years and years ago, the first time the rosary set off a metal detector was in the Champaign, Illinois airport. And I'm saying, how am I setting off the metal? Oh, it was my rosary. Okay, so there was a little opportunity to evangelize there too.
Yeah.
Well, this is in wool. Okay, this rosary is made out of wool, so it
really?
Can pass through all the metal. Your medals might, you know,
triggered,
your crucifix, but this is made out of wool, so you're never without your rosary, and it's very comfortable to wear, too, by the way.
I have to Google that. We've got a wool rosary, John. That's great. Thanks for sharing so much with Father.
With the scapular.
Okay, yeah, oh,
so
that's great.
Scapular.
Perfect.
To it. Yeah,
that's a twofer. That's great.
A win-win thing.
You bet it is,
so
John.
For the conversation.
Thank you so much, John. God bless you. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Let's go up the main line a little bit to Westchester, Pennsylvania. Joe, good morning. What are you wearing?
Good morning. How are you today?
Blessed to have you on,
good.
Joe.
Glad it's so nice to talk. I wear three different medals. One that was given to me by my mother, Mother Mary, a Mary Miraculous Medal. And I also wear a St. Francis because I want to be a channel of his peace. Plus, I love animals, and St. Michael, the Archangel Medal, to keep me safe from all the things out there trying to pull us down.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Joe, those are great choices. I think your devotion to St. Francis, and also, you know, I know policemen and service people who are in first responding situations. A lot of times, you know, their patron saint is St. Michael, and he is a great intercessor against evil. So that's a good reminder and choice as well.
Joe, thank you. Reminds me we've got to get the St. Michael medal. I need to add that. Thank you. 888-914-9149 with Father James Kubicki. What medals, what scapulars do you wear? 888-914-9149. We'll continue with your calls coming up here on Morning Air right after we hear today's gospel from the first chapter of Mark where Jesus heals a leper on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This is today's Gospel reading from the New American Bible.
Mark, chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. A leper came to him, and kneeling down, begged him, and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere.
14 before the hour, Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Our Relevant Radio studio line at 888-914-9149 is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. Employment opportunities on how you can become an insurance agent. Also, information about their flexible premium life insurance plans at relevantradio.com/Forester. And with Father James Kubicki this morning, we're talking about the medals that you wear, the devotion that you have, the scapulars you wear, and why you've chosen them. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Lucy in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Good morning. You're on with Father Kubicki.
Good morning, you both. Nice to hear from good voices. But I wear Our Lady of Fatima medal because in 2017, we went to Fatima, and that was awesome. That was great. And then I also wear my bronze scapular, and then I wear, let's see what else. Oh, a St. Teresa Lisieux medal, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I went to Fatima too, Lucy, and that really is a profound experience, and that's a nice way to keep that experience alive in your memory, and wearing a medal to her. And St. Therese, boy, she's one of the great intercessors. You know, she said she was going to spend her heaven doing good on earth, sending roses in answer to prayers, and so those are great choices, Lucy. Thank you.
Lucy, thank you for listening in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. John is listening on the Relevant Radio app in Central Washington, a snowy Central Washington in Wenatchee. John, good morning. What are you wearing?
Yes, it is snowy, and I wear a St. Paul medal. I converted and became Catholic when we got married almost 50 years ago, and I always consider St. Paul the absolute best convert, so... he always reminds me of the importance of the Catholic Church to me.
Great, John. And, you know, next week we're going to be starting the week of prayer for Christian unity, and St. Paul is certainly a great someone in the New Testament that we share, Catholic and non-Catholic Christians. And so maybe as you wear that medal, you can ask him to intercede that Christians get together in the world. So thank you, John.
John, thank you for listening on the Relevant Radio app in Wenatchee, Washington, as we talk about what saints, medals, scapulars you wear at 888-914-9149. Lucy in Camarillo, California, welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning. Yes, I wear my scapular, my bronze scapular, but I also wear the miraculous medal. And the miraculous medal, around the bottom, all around all, like halfway around the bottom. It says November 27th, 1830. And it just so happens that my husband was born November 27, 1930. So I consider that an omen, a good omen.
Sure.
And I've been waiting for about 35 years. And I was married for almost 59 years.
Wow, that's a great on the centennial of the miraculous medal being given to Saint Catherine Labouré. What a wonderful remembrance, and then to carry that's beautiful. Thank you, Lucy.
Lucy, thank you. Blessings to you and your husband, Griselda, in the Chicago suburbs. What medals are you wearing?
I normally wear on my scapular. I have the Saint Benedict medal and the little crucifix that's connected to my scapular. But really, I've been wearing this ring, a crucifix ring, a really detailed crucifix ring on me since the age of 7. I'm 46 now, but I've never taken it off. It's been with me my whole life. But every time I'm in a pickle, I just turn it 3 times, like Father, Son, Holy Spirit for the Holy Trinity. And my daughters, I have 2 girls. My youngest one said, "Mommy, that's a pretty ring. Can I have it?" I'm like, "Oh no, this one's going to be with me until I die." And then a couple hours later, she's like, "So when are you going to die so I can have it?" I'm like, "Oh no, not anytime soon, I hope." And then I thought to myself, "Well, I'm going to make that our tradition." So I bought each of my girls a crucifix ring, so they wear it on their hands as well. So I told them, like, "Yeah, every time you're in a pickle, you know, just turn it 3 times." Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in honor of the Holy Trinity. And every time I've encountered any situations, happy, sad, or depressed, or really, really joyful, you know, anything, I always just turn it 3 times. I don't know, it's just a habit. But the fact that it's been with me this whole time, I feel like, I mean, it's just a symbol, but I know it's God's with me and helps me. And every time, I'm also a religious ed teacher, so whenever I'm about to teach class, I just look at it. I'm like, okay, help me. Don't let me teach because I'm not going to know. But if you're here with me, I'll know exactly what to say. But it's just a beautiful thing, having the crucifix and my scapular with me. But that crucifix, it's something that and it was given to me by my mother when I was 7 years old and never took it off, obviously, since time has passed. I've gained a little weight, lost a little weight here and there, but I've had it just a little bit, but it's always been with me.
Wow, that's a great example. We've been talking about medals, but to say, you know, to have a crucifix, I've seen some of those on people's fingers, and what a great way to employ it. I think that's, you're reminding us that whether you're wearing something on your finger or around your neck, you can touch that from time to time when you are in special need, and it's a great reminder, a physical reminder, to pray and to ask God's help. So thanks for that reminder, Lucelda.
Thank you so much, and for sharing that also with your daughters. That's beautiful. Mike in Appleton, Wisconsin. Good morning. You're on with Father James Kubicki as we talk about saints and medals and scapulars and what you wear.
Good morning, Father. Good to talk to you. I wear a Saint Benedict medal that was given to me by an exorcist when I had an exorcism about 3 years ago. And I've been wearing it ever since, attached to a scapular. And I have a couple of questions. Is it okay for me to have my Saint Benedict medal attached to the scapular? And is it okay, is a worn-out scapular still effective if it's only like in pieces and it's broken and has been tied up several times?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's okay to wear the scapular as long as it's still, you know, you can use it. And, you know, I've gone through a couple scapulars, and, you know, the idea is I was able to give my worn-out scapular to some Carmelite sisters who were able to dispose of it in a proper way. We don't want to just throw them away. You know, we bury them or burn them. You know, as long as you can still wear it and it's not in too bad a shape, and obviously other people, you know, you want to respect it. And having the Saint Benedict medal attached to it is fine. I have a rosary with a Saint Benedict medal on it, and I'm glad you brought up Saint Benedict. I was waiting for somebody to call in to talk about having a Saint Benedict medal, because that is a very powerful tool in confronting temptation and the wiles of the devil. So, Mike, thanks for your input.
Mike, thanks. And you have to scroll down a bit on our Morning Air Facebook page, but we have a story about the power of wearing a St. Benedict medal. So check that out on our Morning Air Facebook page. Greg in Albuquerque, New Mexico, good morning. What saints' medals or scapulars do you wear?
Good morning, Father. Good morning, John. I wear a St. Jude medal because that was my mom's favorite saint. And I wear a crucifix and St. Jude, just doing more research, finding out that he was a relative of our Lord, just makes me feel so much more closer in a devotion to him. And it's funny, just during the day I will be kissing my medals. I couldn't even tell you how many times. And I just feel so close to him and feel the power of the Lord every time I give each one of them a kiss.
Wow. That's great, Greg. You know, my mother also, that was her favorite saint, St. Jude. She named one of my sisters Judy in honor of St. Jude. And being a relative of the Lord, that's a great way to look at it, to have a devotion to him who was so close to our Lord himself, is a great reminder and call for you and for all of us to stay close to our Lord as well. Thank you, Greg.
Greg, thank you. Thank you for that beautiful witness. Brandon in St. Charles, Illinois. What saints' medals are you wearing this morning, Brandon?
So I have a miraculous medal, a medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and St. Padre Pio, because he's appeared to me in several dreams and even predicted a few things in my life a couple of times. So.
Wow. Thank you, Brandon. Yeah, those Our Lady of Guadalupe, that's the first time we've heard that now, that she's the patroness of the Western Hemisphere. And I'm with you on St. Padre Pio. He's a great saint, and he was known to appear to people in dreams and in other ways. So what a blessing you've received in having that devotion to him, Brandon.
Brandon, thank you at 888-914-9149. Marie in Chandler, Arizona, you have several medals you're wearing. Which ones are they?
Yes, I do, John. Thank you for taking my call, Father Kubicki. I have a miraculous medal that was given to me by a lady, a stranger, at a retreat, and she brought it from Medjugorje, and she came up to me and said, "The Blessed Mother has asked me to give this to you." And that's, I have that on a bar chain along with St. Francis's cross, St. Benedict. I have a crucifix with the Holy Spirit in gold, and I have the Divine Mercy. I also have a Jerusalem cross that I bought when I went to Jerusalem a year and a half ago, and I wear that almost every day. It's just beautiful, and it reminds me of walking the steps of Jesus. I have a brown scapular and a green scapular. My most precious one is a miraculous medal, a small gold one that was given to me when I was 16. I'm 77 now, and it's been worn out, and it's right now in the repair shop. But I wear that all the time. The other one I have is a bracelet that was made for me with all of the medals that belong to my mom and my grandmother. And I wear that, and that's very special.
Marie, you can't be 77. You sound like you're 37. You have so much energy.
God bless you.
You do. That's amazing.
I am charismatic.
There you go.
I'm charismatic, okay? Does that tell you something?
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect, Marie. Thank you. One more quick call. Bruce in San Antonio, Texas. What medals are you wearing?
I wear a brown scapular. I am a convert to the church from New Age practices, and I am a third order monastic of a small community, and the Mother Superior of the community recommended to me that I should wear the brown scapular for spiritual protection, since I still minister to those who are involved in New Age and occult practices.
Ah, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that witness, yep. Bruce. Thank you so much. And Father Kubicki, thanks for leading us in a great conversation that actually, you know, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works. It's a conversation we were having here in the office, and then we just happened to be talking to Father Kubicki, and he said, yeah, let's talk about this on the radio tomorrow. And thank you for your great witnesses about the saints and the medals and the scapulars that you wear. Of course, Father Kubicki's voice is heard every day on Relevant Radio with his daily prayer reflections. And Father is a Jesuit priest who's the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. Thank you, Father Kubicki.
You're welcome. Talk to you next week, John.
Patrick Madrid coming up next at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, 1 minute before the hour now on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.